Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemy scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. So, let's get to it. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Wanted to show you this. I get a phone call this morning from a friend of mine from South Dakota who had asked me if I knew what took place with Senator Julie Freimuller and a pending investigation of the incident with staff members. And, of course, I said I didn't know anything of it. They said that they just found out last night. Now, keep in mind, I preached in South Dakota several times. I've done tons of events. There are at least 75 of them in the last 23 years. And most recently, I just seen Senator Julie Freimuller probably no more than a year ago doing an event out there with Richard Mack and then also another church out there. Well, she's been a senator for a long time. I believe 7-8 years now. And I know that she's going to do what she needs to do. To do the right thing. This is what I do know of her. And so after I got that phone call this morning, I ended up calling Julie, Senator Julie Freimuller, and I'd asked her what's going on. And she had said that she has been dismissed from her duties as a senator. And I said, well, how did they do that? Because there is constitutional provision to bar that from happening unless on the case of treason. And she said, no, there's actually 3 or 4 more provisions that we have now found. I suspect that's probably found in state statutes in South Dakota there. But it seems like the said legislators, as they call themselves, friends, are basically throwing out the U.S. Constitution and state constitution to get rid of a Senator Julie Freimuller. Now, some may be asking the question, well, Bradley, what is this all about? Well, guess what, friends? She's the one that will be the one to impede the way, the rock of offense, the stumbling block, like that of the Christ, concerning those that mean to implement forced vaccines in the state. Now, where is Governor Noem? Of course, she is nowhere to be found, because as we all know, Noem's playing up to the people in the state of South Dakota, just like that of DeSantis in Florida. And we've had several people. We had Jordan Mason, who's on the inside of government in South Dakota there, Pierre, South Dakota. So this was firsthand eyewitness and ear witness and experience with the governor there, who had shared with us, even during the pandemic, that the governor there is playing up to false pretenses. She's selling herself to the people as something that she is not at all. Well, that's a politician. And again, that's why we're supposed to judge them by their fruit. Read 2 Corinthians 11:14 and 15, also Matthew 7:16 in the light of what I'm talking about, because it's perfect, because it is perfectly applicable to the topic in which we're highlighting even now. Well, Christine Noem wants to sell to the people that she never shut anything down during the pandemic, when in fact Jordan Mason came on the show about 2 years ago and he had showed you all the signed signatures of that of Governor Noem there. And what she did is basically passed it off to her subordinates and said, listen, I'm going to distance myself from this. You guys can go ahead and do whatever you want to do. Here's my signature, but I'm going to play the good guy. Does that sound familiar, friends? Yep, it's something that we see continuously. We've seen this administration after administration, and I'm talking about federal government. I'm talking about state governments. Well, we also found out from our friend this morning, Julie Fry Mueller, the senator there that has been stripped of her right to be an acting senator somehow or another, that she was the one that was going to impede the way concerning forced vaccines on children. Did you hear what I said, Americans? What are they doing? They're creating crimes to remove those that are obstacles to their agenda concerning the narrative and the plandemic, which, by the way, here, as a matter of fact, I have it right in front of me, and I want you to see this because we see the Free Press News just highlighted that polls show a large number of Americans are concerned about COVID-19 vaccine safety, and rightfully so, because I'll get to that more in just a moment here, okay? There's a reason for all of this. By the way, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do. Top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the top of that page, SOL Radio Live. Go ahead and subscribe to the Rumble feed or go over to beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com, we're right there on the left side as well. So what we're seeing, friends, and this is nothing new, by the way. This is nothing new. If you've not seen Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, it's very applicable to what happens in government and how it's controlled and how the corrupt representatives work hand in glove to basically demonize, ostracize, or accuse of crimes that they're not guilty of concerning the good people that stand in the way of the corrupt. This is our job, by the way. Read Psalm 94:16. So when Senator Julie Fry Mueller told me that this morning, I had said to her, I said, we need to get you up on a Zoom meeting and broadcast this, and she said that she's going to be needing some help here, but in the process of doing that, they're already smearing her concerning allegations against her for the things that she is not guilty of. And again, friends, what it is and what it comes down to is the governor of the state of South Dakota is good buddies concerning the person, the top donor that donates to Noem is the one that they're trying to move out of the way so he can have free reign concerning the medical industry and the plandemic narrative to make it sure that it goes forward rather than any one lone soldier stands up against their crimes. So this is what's in play right now. In America, again, I got to tell you, being on the other end of exactly what Senator Julie Fry Mueller is experiencing right now at the blunt end of their hits, it's amazing what they do. As a matter of fact, go to Bradley Dean and do a Google search on my Wikipedia page. Also keep in mind, Jimmy Wales, the founder of Wiki, actually attacked me too. But keep in mind, he was also the one that was promoting soft porn. So here you have the devil accusing the Christ of crimes once again. And what's sad about it is too many people go along with it to the point where they're actually crying out with the bad guy saying, crucify him, crucify him. John 19:15. Folks, we got to get this straight. You have the criminals setting the narrative. You have politicians that are criminals that are paid off to give way to those that can go ahead and do at will because they have money. Yes, the Bible says money answereth all matters. But, folks, let me tell you this. How about the righteous stand up, and because they love the Lord and they love their people and they love their nation, that they stand up for no dues in any sense of the word, friends, and they do it because they love. That's what we need to get back to. But I wanted to make clear as to what was going out in there in South Dakota concerning Senator Julie Fry Mueller. We'll be right back.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on beforeitsnews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at Herbonomic.com.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Just got a thought coming at me right now, and I want to cover it again before we move on to the next point. You guys all remember this from yesterday, right? Just wanted to make clear that you did, because if you didn't, I want to get you up to par.
Available in
just go through this for a second.
Used by
this is Eric Lucero,
because
awesome
boy
representative.
Not specified. My question, Madam Chair, for
that is willing to stand up and do what needs to be
done. Is it your
intention
that
the capital of Minnesota
be made available in the boys' restrooms as well, again, as a result of
listen carefully
in the language?
Yeah.
Senator Swatinsky.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The amendment was the Minnesota Association of Districts. So they believe that this language leaves it open for local control. So I think some are confusing.
Some
are making this
a gender
boys versus girls issue when all we're trying to do is help.
And just for the record, this said representative is trying to pass a $1.9 million bill to make sure that boys and girls who menstruate don't go through that drama. Okay, here, just in case you think I'm out there, nope, this is what the people accept in this country concerning those that are out there.
Students that are menstruating in our schools not have to go through all the trauma that we've just listened to.
I asked the question yesterday. I want to ask again. Where is this delegated authority given to these criminals to advocate products for the school for the menstruating of girls and, by the way, boys. He said it. I didn't. Can anybody show me that in the Constitution? 1-866-582-9933. Let's listen to the rest of this.
And all the things that go with being a young person in our schools. And we're just trying to help them.
Just trying to help
$2 million, $1.9
million
is going to help a lot of students not miss class.
So you're going to help a lot of students. He just wants you to believe you're as stupid and ignorant and criminal in element as he is just to go along with this. And, of course, Eric Lucero is dissecting him and stripping him down for everybody to see what he, in fact, is responsible for trying to pass. Now, this guy's name is Senator Chris Swedzinski. Okay, and I just want to make clear that yesterday I had said I was going to give him a call, and I did give him a call today, and I talked to his administrative assistant, cool kid, and I'd asked him if we could get him on there, and he said that he is in-house today debating bills, and he said when he gets back on Monday, he'll see if he'll jump on. He said, who is this? I said, this is Bradley Dean, sonsoflibertyradio.com. I said, we broadcast nationally. He said, yep, I know who you guys are. So just to show you, friends, we're not living our lives where we're worried about what the enemy's doing. The enemy's worried about what we're doing. Does the enemy know who you are? I'm just curious. Does the enemy know who you are? You know, sad to say, I just got an email this morning from a bunch of people talking about all the problems in a local city out here in the state of Minnesota, about 40 minutes away, called St. Cloud. And they were talking about all the corruption that was taking place. And of course, we had those that loved their country enough that when it was time to fight for it, that they left the community rather than staying. And one person replied and said, you know what, that's the reason I left 20 years ago. I said, huh, you left 20 years ago. Hey, folks, isn't it amazing how many people love their country and how many people declare that they would lay down their country? You know, John 15, 13. They'd lay down their lives for their country, but when it's time to actually stand up and fight for their country, they just get up and they just leave. I guess that's the thing to do, America. And I hear it all day long. Even from people I would never expect it from in a million years. Bradley, we got so many problems going on here. You know what? I think it's just time for me to leave. And what's crazy about it, friends, is they even have, some of them have even the audacity to tell me to pick up sticks and move along with them. No! That's not what we're made out of. Remember the bumper stickers, friends? We've seen as kids for years, decades. These colors don't run. You know, we wouldn't be here right now if it wasn't for those that went before us, fought, bled, and died fighting against tyrants, friends, in many cases, not all. We wouldn't be here. Someone sacrificed themselves to give us the freedoms that we have today, and now that the baton is in our hand to stand up and do the same thing, we just give way to the enemy? Hey, folks, I used to have a ministry where we did a lot of high schools across the country. It was called You Can Run, But You Cannot Hide. That's right. Numbers 32, your sin will find you out. You can go ahead and run all that you want to, but the problems that you're dealing with in this country, Americans, rest assured you cannot run from them, because soon enough they will be at your front door, Amos 6:3. Because you haven't come to the realization that this alliance throughout the United States, every single governor, and I'm talking about the past cycle, is corrupt. They are a part of this alliance. Folks, and I said it yesterday and I'll say it again, when a government means, listen to me carefully, when a government means to subdue you, that government is not there to protect you, they are there to subdue you. And there's a whole lot of subduing going on today, just like I showed you. Trying to pass bills that they have no constitutional authority, they have no reference, they have no point of reference to go to when they can say, you know what, this is the bill that I'm standing on and this is the Constitution and not in that order and this is how we're going to get the job done because the law is with me. Nope. And praise God, you got people like me, friends, and I'm serious when I say that, because I'm as agitated as anybody can be when it comes to injustice. And injustice done anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. to everywhere. Hey, folks, that's why I want to get this guy on the radio. I want to get him on the radio and just ask him some basic questions. I want to ask him constitutional questions so you can see what it is that you're dealing with. And I guarantee you, friends, you are dealing with people that are illegitimate when it comes to the very Constitution that they promised and that they swore to uphold. Read Numbers 30, verse 2. Read Deuteronomy 23, verse 23. I just want to show you in passing really quick, friends. We're going to be talking about we are voting. And I wanted to make clear that everybody understood as to who said we are voting. It's the illegals in America. I want to say it again. It's the illegals in America. Remember how I told you about 20 years ago on the radio, friends, all these border issues going on? And the borders are wide open right now. You know, Donald Trump never did what he said he was going to do in building that border wall, which was going to be so easy. Remember all that? Yeah. Now they're talking about building it still. Well, it's never been built. That's why they're talking about it now. Okay, another failed promise, right? But your floodgates to the illegals are wide open, and they're coming in because those that want you to believe that they're in the majority, and I'm talking about what you call the left, I'm talking about what you call the Democrats, they are the ones that want you to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. And see, the problem that they're having is they don't have the support. Here, for the first time, listeners, listen carefully. Do you know that 329.5 million people in this country, you know what they're up against? Listen carefully. 1.7% of the population that's corrupt, that's trying to destroy the rest. How are they bolstering themselves to be a lot bigger than they really are? Through the mainstream media, in hopes that you'll believe their lies. In hopes that you'll believe their lies. And there's some people that believe them, folks. Oh, there's the people that believe them, they're the ones that say there's nothing we can do. They're the ones that are making jokes against the politicians. They're the ones that are going right behind that and saying, look at the people voted for. No, the people didn't vote for them. You're the ones that are fueling the narrative concerning the deceptive lies through the propagandists in hopes that more of the American people will believe the fact that the 1.7% of the population of 329.5 million people will believe that they're much more than the majority. This is how every dictator gets the upper hand. Americans, you really need to wake up, and you need to take heed to the Word of God. And regardless, if it was a small portion of the people in this country, let's say it was 1.7% against the 329.5%, 329.5 million people in this country, it matters not, because a man, if God be for you, who can be against you? Number one, understand the life of David, Psalm 27, and also understand greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And a man with God is always in the majority, said that prophet John Knox from Scotland, from the 1600s. Who would know it better than him? All the armies of Europe, right, said, Mary Queen of Scots, she said, I fear John Knox's prayers more than all of the armies of Europe. Wait, who is in the upper hand? Who is the one that was victorious there? Who is in the majority? I mean, we need to ask Elisha, when Elisha asked him, hey, Lord, will you open up the eyes of this young prophet right next to me? And all of a sudden he looked up on the ridge and he seen all the angelic forces that were in favor of the Lord's cause. When are we going to start seeing it his way, folks? When is it going to get to the point where Americans are done complaining about what they tolerate? When they're done magnifying the works of the devil and they start acting accordingly as believers because they've been given all power over the works of the enemy, Luke 10:19. Today's the day. How about that? We'll be right back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR. EDR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Weather forecasters say a storm that'll dump snow from a broad stretch of the country this weekend will be the opening act for some really cold air next week. Snow is expected this weekend from the northern Rockies to parts of the northern and central plains and Great Lakes. Arctic cold that's been brewing in northern Canada is expected to invade the United States next week. Today is International Holocaust Remembrance Day.
Survivors of Auschwitz and the Nazis' Final Solution are gathered in Poland Friday to commemorate the 78th anniversary of the liberation of the Nazi Germany death camp in the final months of World War II. Today's somber ceremony was along the backdrop of war once again in the region when Russia invaded Ukraine nearly 1 year ago. I'm Lance Pry.
President Biden has nothing on his public schedule today. Tim Berg, USA News.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. The headline for the show today, and I don't need to put labels on the show. As a matter of fact, probably from this point on, I'm just going to go with Bradley Dean Live, period. Because there's so often throughout the show where the Holy Ghost will just take me a different direction, and then we just get into the topic, very little of it. But this one is important because when I was talking about We Are Voting, and I still want to show you a couple more things before we get to that. But it's interesting that We Are Voting is coming from those that are here illegally. In the state of Minnesota, they're trying to give them license. We even have one little sold out Judas, Luke 22:48, who's the sheriff over in Stearns County, that's giving them the nod to give illegals license. Okay. And again, I just want to put this up against the Americans. When you go through the airport, how does that work out for you? You're illegally frisked by an illegal organization, an unconstitutional organization, a pretended authority, the TSA. They have no constitutional authority to violate the Fourth Amendment. Your borders are wide open. Why? Because they want these illegals coming in. And where does this all stem from? Well, if you look at Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, what does the Bible tell us? They're going to be made the head. You're going to be made the tail. They're going to be your boss, folks. You're going to be working for them pretty soon. Or if not you, your children will. If not you, your children will. Well, I know. I know how people think. Well, that's not going to happen here. I want to show you, because I'm quite frankly sick and tired of it. You know how I stay out of issues of people's skin color, because Scripture is very clear that it tells us, here, I'll just give it to you, for one man he made all the nations, that they should inhabit the world, earth, and he marked out their appointed times in history and the boundaries of their land. That's a version I've never heard of before, but I'm going to go over to the King James Version. We're going to hold to that one. And what does Acts 17:26 actually say, friends? It tells us this. It says, and he hath made one blood all nations. Okay, Jesus came in to save our soul. Not the color of our skin. If the Lord wants variations when it comes to the color of men's skin, that's His call. That's for His purpose. And I'm sure it's all good. But it's interesting how men mark out the color of men's skin. And the only reason they do that, and by the way, nobody does it more than the mainstream media. Nobody does it more than the mainstream media. Why? Because they want to pit us against each other. Now, I'm not seeing this in real time across the country, but I'm telling you that there are people out there that are constantly accusing people that are of a white color. We're on the color scale too. Namely, black folks, a very small portion of them, that want to sit there and accuse everybody of the fact that they're the victim. Anybody tired of this yet? And then, did you hear during the, not this last break, but the break before that, about how these cops are being charged for their crimes against a black man? Why is it, how can we never hear the cops are being charged for killing a fellow white man? Do you understand? We cannot go down that rabbit hole, because that is intended. And there's nobody trying to create division more than the powers that are tolerated. Again, the Lord didn't come in to save our skin. He came in to save our souls. And we all bleed red, but I want to show you something, because this one really got my dander up. And I'm not going to keep it up very long, because I just want you to hear the audio. So you on social media platforms, I'm not going to keep it up because of some of the vernacular that's put up on top of this post. And I'm not going to advocate for that. But I do want you to listen to this, okay? And I'm going to show it to you for just a moment here. And tell me how this feels for you, friends, because this is very agitating. And you tell me, as the said reporter here, that's actually really she's really doing a good job. She did a very good job, because she kept making reference to the law. Oh my goodness, if everybody would do that, we wouldn't be in the position that we're in today. And she starts talking about the illegals in America, and then they just happen to have a man on as a guest who happens to be a black man. Now you tell me, after watching and in listening to this, which one's principled and which one's unprincipled? Which one has a problem with the color of people's skin? You're going to have to answer that. Check this out.
Abbott, basically the anti-sanctuary city bill has been passed and is now law. And what that bill says is that if local law enforcement or state police view a criminal activity afoot, they make a stop on that state crime, and then they can inquire into the status of an individual's residence. Are they a lawful U.S. citizen? Are they here with a green card? Are they a permanent resident alien?
This journalist, who's doing a good job making reference to the laws, talking about those that have come into America illegally, okay? They're not undocumented. They're illegals. I want you to pay attention to the fact that this was, in fact, posted by somebody called, or an outlet called Black Culture News. Okay? Who's got a problem with who? And again, here's the question. Who's principled and who's not? Watch this.
They here illegally without documentation. And if they are here illegally without that documentation, then the feds can get involved and then they can take it from there. I think this is a fantastic law. It is time to start enforcing the laws that are on the books instead of the state and local officials legislating from their own little tiny offices.
It's an awful law because it's nothing more than a legal way.
Okay, so the guest now interposes and says it's an awful law. Okay, now notice what he goes to. This is why it's important that you understand. And this does not represent the black community. I can guarantee you that. Okay, this represents angry individuals that want to blame somebody for the position that they're in. But pay attention to what's going on in the sports world, friends. And notice who's making all of the money. Okay, that's a different show, but check this out.
Law enforcement to racially profile Mexicans.
He said that it's a bad law because they're racially profiling Mexicans. Can you make this up? No. This is absolute ignorance. This is unprincipled. And by the way, this is advocating for criminal behavior. If you want to get a definition to what's going on here right now, friends, this would be treason. This would be treason. Okay, because it's not premised on law. It's not principled. It's unprincipled. Now, he's going to demonstrate to you who the problem is and who the real victim is. Now, listen carefully.
Annex. This law was written into existence by Governor Abbott to specifically go after a said group of demographics here in the state of Texas. Secondly,
well, here, let me just clarify. It is the southern border, and it is Mexicans that are coming over here illegally. So how that's racial profiling, or how that's trying to go after a specific demographic, as he said, well, that is who's on our southern border there, dog. Just wanted to make clear everybody understood, okay?
It is awful that we want to call them illegal immigrants to the point
it's where... awful that we want to call them illegal immigrants. Well, that's what they are. Why don't you try going over into their country illegally and see what they call you there? How about that? You first, guy.
A cop does not do his job according to this law. He can be charged and arrested, and the cities can be given a $25,000 fine per day. Well, we'll put a cop in jail for not asking somebody's immigrant status, but we won't put cops in jail for shooting and killing unarmed black people.
That's not true. Okay. We're
shooting unarmed black people. What does this have to do with the topic? Absolutely nothing. Folks, this is the rhetoric. This is this sort of rhetoric. We need to pull the plug right out of it and understand that this woman, I don't care what color she is, I don't care what color he is, but we see where he is going. He's trying to put himself in the position of being the victim when in fact that's all this journalist is doing is actually upholding the law. She is right. He is clearly wrong. I'm going to let him do it to himself. Listen to the rest of this.
Murder is them. Against the law.
Come yeah, but it's like it's like when you kill black people when you're a cop. See, the problem in America and it's
but it's not against the law when you kill a black man by a cop. Is this unwarranted? Probably not in every case. But this is what's happening is they keep rehashing the past. And guess who resurrected all of this? The workers of insurrection. Who was it? Barack Obama. Oh, by the way, a majority of the people voted Barack Obama into office his first cycle. And then once he got into office, he seen that his purpose there was to divide the people against each other. That failed. But we see that there's still some of those that took ear to that of Barack Obama. Let's listen to
what about the Dallas case but where that cop was just
because
charged
there
with
was
murder.
Video to show he was absolutely lying.
So you can't make these broad statements.
No,
it's just
because often,
not true.
Often there's video, ma'am, where we are killed by cops and nobody ever goes to jail. Ask Eric Garner's family that. Ask the family right there in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Brother Alton Sterling's family.
But your
they're not getting
not
justice. So video
doesn't
mean
now.
Nothing for us.
Your
but let's get back to the immigrants. I would say to the Hispanic and Mexican community,
yes,
what you
got
to do now, hook up with the black community and unite in political power because of Mexicans and...
Okay, here, did you hear what he said? He's on Fox News saying the Mexicans need to unite with the black people. So they might have a political power. Folks, that's dangerous. I was friends with Andrew Young. He's still alive, former mayor of Atlanta. He was the forerunner right next to Martin Luther King Jr. The greatest compliment, one of them, was when he said Martin Luther King would have loved you, Bradley. Well, that's cool. And the fact of the matter is, nobody spoke out against black power and white power as much as Martin Luther King Jr. did. Okay, this is dangerous. What he's talking about right now, this is treasonous. This is creating domestic insurrection. And he is saying right here, the black people need to hook up with all the illegals that have come into America so we can become a political power. No, black power is as dangerous as white power. And this guy, he is out of hand.
And black people unite in Texas. We can control the governor. We can control the lieutenant governor. And we can control politics in Texas, period. I'm saying to Latino brothers and sisters, don't fight them by yourself. If you hook up with black people and we unite, I'm telling you, we can run Texas and then pass laws to deal.
We can run Texas. Wow, that's why they're not there. That's why they're not there. Boy, you want to talk about being indoctrinated? You just had a drink full, friend. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, everyone. This is Pete Santilli. As a political prisoner of the Obama administration, I was the longest-held journalist in American history. I received so much support from Bradley Dean, Tim Brown, and the entire Sons of Liberty Radio family. I'm forever grateful to Bradley, Tim, and most importantly, the listeners of Sons of Liberty Radio. Thank you for your unwavering and steadfast support.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. Okay, so let's start out doing this because we are voting. I want to make sure you understand we are voting. I want you to understand that governors, mayors across the United States have been alluring illegals into America for decades on welfare money, which is completely unconstitutional. Right? And the Bible says something about, you know, if you don't work, You don't work. You don't eat. And apparently that doesn't apply to government today anymore. And isn't it interesting how this all came out, what, in the 60s? Yeah, why was it illegal before then, but after it wasn't? Oh, I get it. Yeah, 2 Thessalonians 3:10 says, this is that which we command you, that if you do not work, you shall not eat. And yet you have mayors, and I've been blowing this in the wind for decades. I have videos set up on my Rumble page. We have a couple hundred of them, educational videos, that are applicable to every issue, at least the ones that we think are the most applicable to the issues that we want resolved to, or want to bring about resolve to, concerning, again, the issues that we face. It's pretty amazing to me that they're constituents throughout the United States see that the mayors and the governors and the said legislators, they're not legislators, they're violating the law because it stands in contrast to the U.S. Constitution, therefore it's null and void. But it's interesting how the people just sit back. They allow their governors and the said legislators and the mayors to allure the illegals into America on those people that work. It's all on your dime. Just so you know, they're again stealing your tax dollars and they're giving it to those that are illegal, those that are being allured into America. Shut down the whole welfare system, the whole Clohard Piven system, and it stops. It's created to break the system. But this is the judgments of the Lord. The stranger that is within thee shall get above thee very high, and thou shalt come down very low. They'll be made the head, the Bible tells us, under the judgments of the Most High God. They'll be made the head, and you'll be made the tail. You just got done watching that man saying the black people and the illegal aliens, the Mexicans, need to unite so they can rule the state and the governor of Texas. That's why they're not there. But see, what's the difference between crime and crime? Well, folks, come on. Two wrongs don't make a right, right? So the wrong must be righted by the majority of those that claim to be the right. Again, that's where you come into play. But look what's happening. We have all of the... Here, I want to show you this first. Social media platform, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Look at this. Beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Final segment, 1-866-582-9933. Right away. The mainstream media, just like I've always said, are there to cover up for conspirators. Who owns many of these media outlets? Isn't this crazy? Magazine 2020. Politico.com, another propaganda outlet. The inside story of Michigan's fake voter fraud scandal. They're telling you it's voter fraud. They're telling you it's all a scandal. It's fake. Hey, folks, what explains Joe Biden? What explains what's been going on in this country for decades? Literally, voter fraud. I mean, I can tell you right here in the state of Minnesota, the people in this state, 5.9 million people, did not vote for Tim Walz. They did not say we want three more or four more years of your assaults on our freedoms. I guarantee it. And he never had the constitutional authority to do so. Do you know what this criminal communist just did? And I'm talking about Tim Walz. Yes, you heard me right. You know what he did? His first said legislative act was to make sure that babies could be killed all the way up until delivery. And what's interesting, you know how the mainstream media covers for him? They put a picture of him, because he's supposed to be a former school teacher, not in Minnesota, mind you, but in Nebraska. They show a picture of him reading to elementary kids in school. See, they try to put up a front for him. This is what the media does. This is what they've done for a long time. They need to be sued, and they need to be criminally prosecuted. And it's safe to say at least 90-95% of them, because they know exactly what they're doing. What you just heard coming from this said journalist, she was doing a fantastic job. That's as rare as hen's teeth. It truly is. But the media wants you to believe that voter fraud is completely a fraud. It's a fraud. Voter fraud is a fraud. That's what the media said. All the while, everybody across the boards knows that there's only one reason there's a criminal treason is Joe Biden in the People's White House. Or a second term for Barack Obama. I mean, the list goes on. Okay? And I've proven this 1,000 times. I wish people would be more inquisitive in cross-checking the things that I say, because it would spark up other conversations that other people need to hear to educate them. Okay? They need the understanding. Put that up against Hosea 4:6 in contrast. Look at this. Investigator finds major Michigan voter fraud 3 miles from the state capitol, but Politico just told you it was completely fake. Okay? I want you to see this video, because she's going to tell you right here that they are voting. You ready for this? Good. Check it out.
And know that you are all in these chairs because of us. We are voting.
She said, you're all in these chairs because of us. We are voting.
Our people are voting. And if you don't pass this bill, people are going to vote you all out.
Yep. And if you don't pass this bill, and the bill that she's talking about is illegal immigrants that want their license. And what this girl is saying right here, who's probably illegal herself, I could stand corrected on that. But really what people in the state of Minnesota are saying is, listen, you people that represent us, we're not... we didn't vote you in so you could allow illegals to come in and receive license. I mean, do you realize that everything we did it through a simulation? And you're telling them people they don't have to worry about it? If they come in as criminals, how do you think that they're going to act when they're here? Okay? But what this kid's doing right here is saying you need to pass this bill and giving illegals license. Because if you don't, we'll vote you out. We'll vote you out. Just, your blood's off my hands, folks. Just for the record.
Know your humanity and know that you are all in these chairs because of us. We are voting. Our people are voting. And if you don't pass this bill, people are going to vote you all out.
So the illegals are voting. And if you don't pass the bill in favor of the illegals are going to vote you out. The stranger that is within thee shall get up above thee very high, and thou shalt come down very low. Remember, the blessings fall to the obedient, and the curses fall to the disobedient. So if you want to allow the disobedient to rule your lives, then you just stay apathetic, because it's working for your position if that's what you want to deceive yourself into believing. Okay? But just think about this. Throughout the curses, they'll be made the head, you'll be made the tail. You'll be under, they'll be over. You just heard a little girl telling the people that you need to pass this bill and giving illegals driver's license, because if you don't, those illegals will vote you out. Your said representatives are tearing down the laws that protect you from the likes of what you're seeing and hearing here. Your said representatives are the ones giving way to the illegals. Your said representatives, Americans, are the ones that are alluring them in on the dimes of those that work 8 to 5. If that's all you work every day, because that's not my time limit. We work until we're done working. And the fact of the matter is, friends, this is not going to stop until they all come over here. I do want to say as a positive, there's many of those that are coming over here illegal. It's an oxymoron. That they want to be a part of the American dream too. They want it done right, although they came over in an illegal fashion. How that makes sense, I don't know. But they want to be a partaker of it. So they break the law, they come over here, and then they want those in American government to uphold the law, but just not this one. How does that make sense? I mean, that's like straining at the gnat and swallowing the big, big illegal camel. Well, we're not going to do that. They either come into America and assimilate like everybody else has to. And many people that have come over into America, namely from the southern border, the Mexican people that have assimilated, they are also standing with us and saying, listen, if you're going to come over into America, we don't want you coming over here illegally. But that's not what they're advocating for, friends. They're threatening your said representatives that if you don't vote for giving illegals license, the illegals then will vote you out. We're in dangerous times, aren't we? Americans, we're in dangerous times, aren't we? Oh, this is happening in Germany, France, all over the world. They're being made the head and you're being made the tail. But you don't see that happening with the people that obey the Lord because they love him. Now you see the Lord giving them the victory. Isn't it amazing how that works? Yeah, that's scripture is what that is. That's scripture. We'll be right back in 23 hours.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.